All right, that's it. Here we go. It's 5:11. We're starting. That is not your fault, Alex. I've just gone too long about any number of things. Sorry. So we're going to be quick here. Richard Skinner is going to join us in just about 10 minutes. We've got a National League wild card race. I have a hot take on the National League wild card race. I hope you're ready. I hope you're strapped in for it. It's coming up at 5:35. Plus, you'll hear David Bell's pregame comments and a little bit more on UC to the Big 12, which if you haven't heard, we just had Jason Williams of the Inquirer on. He reports that UC has officially submitted its Big 12 conference application, according to university sources, and the school is expected to officially announce that UCF, Houston, and BYU will be joining the conference. We have two poll questions today. Let's address both. One I sent out before the show. By the way, the poll question at Mo Egger 1530. No. At Mo Egger. I forgot my own Twitter handle. At Mo Egger. Are you ready? First poll question is this. Should pro and college sports teams print paper and cardstock tickets for their customers and get rid of electric ticketing permanently? Yes, 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 or yes. Those are the four choices. 67% say yes. 7% say yes. 16% say yes. 10% say yes. Yes, get rid of electronic ticketing permanently.
So it adds up to 100%.
I was not a math major, Alex, but I think so. Also, we asked this. If back in early February, I would have told you that the Bengals' starting guards for next week would be Quentin Spain and Xavier Suofilo, your reaction would have been, oh, goody. Okay. Yikes. Or you got to be bleeping kidding me. 45% say, okay. By the way, I think 45% of you are lying. I'm going to lie to you. 30% say yikes. 21% say got to be bleeping kidding. 4% say, oh, goody. I know I talked about this at length during this segment yesterday. I believe the Bengals offensive line is going to be better. But if I would have said to you back in February, the starting guards week one are going to be Quentin Spain and Xavier Suofilo, nobody would have accepted that. Doesn't mean it's not going to work. We had Zach Taylor before. This season is quite simply a referendum on Zach Taylor and Duke Tobin. And you, to me at least, you can't talk about one without the other. I know there is this sort of longstanding belief that, well, the Bengals, they're just so damn patient. They don't make coaching changes. Marvin Lewis was here for 16 years. Understand what Marvin Lewis did. He had an immediate impact on the team's win-loss total, and a positive one. You cannot compare Zach Taylor year three to Marvin Lewis year three. Right now, you can't compare any part of Zach Taylor's tenure to Marvin Lewis's. This idea that, oh, they're just, Zach's not on the hot seat because the Bengals, they have such patience. Marvin Lewis spent many years, and you might say too many years, cashing in equity from early during his time in Cincinnati. But that equity was substantial. They went from 2 wins to 8 wins, then held steady at 8 wins, then won 11 games. That bought years of patience. Then there was the 09 season. Marvin was the coach of the year. The reboot. 2011 season, very good. 2012 season, very good. 2013 regular season, great. 2014 season, I thought Marvin should have been the coach of the year that year. 2015 season, they were great until all hell broke loose against Pittsburgh. Zach Taylor has not built up any win-loss equity. Now, you know, look, Mike held on to Dave Shula for 4.5 seasons. It was more than 25 years ago. Dick LeBeau didn't get 3 years. Bruce Coslett got a slice more than 3 full seasons. Yeah, there's been some patience. There's been some patience with the front office. But there's, by the way, I'm looking at NFL Power Rankings Week 1 on the NFL Network, Cincinnati Bengals 30th. For this team to stop the conversation about Duke and Zach, it's going to have to defy what a lot of people think, including to a degree Vegas. I think they're up to it. That's what this season is all about. 16 after 5. It is remarkable how healthy this team is going into week one. Richard Skinner, our buddy from Local 12, joins us every Wednesday during the Bengal season. We'll talk about that and so much more next.